Oh, quick thing before I forget, on Thursday, June 4th, I'm hosting a panel with five of our clients who just recently landed customer success jobs. They're going to share exactly what they did to land their dream customer success jobs. In this, I'd say, brutal job market, you'll leave with clarity on exactly what you should and should not spend your time doing to land a job quickly. Again, they are going to tell you exactly what worked for them. And trust me when I say these are people you want to copy. Their results are insane. One had a 46% increase in his OTE. Another had a 75% increase in her base salary alone. And most of them got offers in less than 10 weeks. So if you're job searching right now and not getting the traction you'd like to be getting, this is truly an event that you must attend. The link to join is in the show notes, or you can always go to carlyagar.com/panel to save your spot. You do have to register to join, so just go do that quickly now. You are listening to the Customer Success Career Coach, and today I'm going to break down the networking myth that is probably killing your job search and tell you what to do instead so that you actually land interviews. The truth is, if you have just been DMing other CSMs or DMing recruiters thinking that is my best shot at getting noticed, you are unfortunately missing the mark. But don't worry. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly who you should be targeting, when you should be reaching out, and what to say to get hiring managers to actually respond. So stay tuned. What if the only thing standing between you and your next big career milestone is just a strategy you haven't heard yet? I'm Carly Agar, customer success veteran, award-winning career coach, and your go-to for getting hired and promoted in customer success. Whether you're breaking into the field or ready to level up into leadership, this podcast is your shortcut to real career growth. Every episode is packed with practical takeaways, data-backed strategies, and zero fluff advice that actually works, so you can start making moves towards your goals immediately. If you're ready to take control of your career, well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. Welcome back to the Customer Success Career Coach. If you're new to the show, welcome and thank you for tuning in. I don't know where the hell you've been, what's taking you so long, but you have a lot of catching up to do. And if you are not joining for the first time, thank you for coming back. So earlier this week, my team and I were celebrating a couple of clients who just accepted offers for their dream customer success jobs. And that's something that we're doing often. We're always celebrating because our clients are always landing jobs. But what really caught my attention about this past week was a couple of the clients had who had just landed offers all said that those original interviews stemmed from a single message that they sent to the hiring manager. And that in and of itself is not much of a surprise because that's exactly what we tell our clients to do. It was just that all of them kind of happened around the same time. And it was like, wow, okay, this is telling me that I need to keep reinforcing that reaching out to hiring managers really does work. So I'm excited to dive into today's episode. I'm going to talk all about strategic networking and why it is an absolute non-negotiable for your job search. And what you're going to learn by the end of today's episode is the difference between networking that is kind of a waste of time, the networking that everyone on LinkedIn is talking about, and the networking that you're probably doing, and networking that is strategic and actually gets you interviews. I think networking has become this word that has almost completely lost its meaning because everyone's talking about it, but no one is really defining it. So I want you to feel, after listening to this episode, very confident in who you should be reaching out to, when you should be reaching out, and exactly what that outreach should say so that you're getting noticed by the right people and you're not just wasting your time having all these conversations with people who can't help you move your job search forward. Conversations are great and lovely, but when we're trying to land a job, we're trying to land a job. First, let me start with some data that might actually surprise you. So we are always tracking our clients, what they're doing, what they're not doing. Are they landing interviews? Are they landing jobs? Blah, blah, blah. You've heard me say this before. The data from our now 900 plus clients is 91% of the job seekers we've worked with who have booked interviews did so because of strategic outreach. So that makes a really, really strong case that doing strategic outreach to hiring managers specifically is not just optional. It's not just a nice to have in your job search. It's not extra. It's not like doing the most. Doing strategic outreach to hiring managers is a proven success driver. We have very meaningful data to back that up. And the problem is, a lot of people are just following networking advice that they see on LinkedIn or just kind of leaning on what they've always known to be true about networking. And unfortunately, what networking used to mean is no longer as relevant. So just like chatting with friends or ex-colleagues or family friends, that's still networking, but in today's job market, that kind of networking is not as powerful. And chances are you've experienced this. I literally just had a call this morning with someone. She said she's only gotten interviews from direct referrals through people that she knows, whether she knows them directly or through a second degree connection. And we were talking about how that's great and everyone should start there, but oftentimes what I see is that well dries up pretty quickly. I mean, if you're super, super popular and you have a lot of friends and ex-colleagues, your well might take a little bit longer to dry up. But for most of us, a couple weeks in a job seeking, we've already tapped everyone that we know. So that's why old, outdated, traditional networking in that sense is no longer the most useful thing. So let me just define how we talk about networking with our clients. We like to make a distinction. So there are, in our eyes, two different kinds of networking. The first is proactive networking. That is what most people are doing. That is networking before you even apply to a job. So oftentimes you're reaching out to people that work at companies that you're excited about. You're reaching out to your old manager, your old boss's boss, whatever, but you're talking to people before you apply to a job at their company. Reactive networking happens after you apply to a job. This is the networking that we have our clients spend 95 to 99% of their time on. This is where you apply to a job and then immediately following that application, you do strategic outreach to a decision maker. So oftentimes I call reactive networking strategic outreach. They are one in the same. So quick recap. Proactive networking happens before you apply to a job. It's mostly about developing connections, having conversations, building relationships. Reactive networking or strategic outreach is directly trying to influence a hiring decision immediately after you've applied to a job. So the myth that I need to completely bust and just like get this idea completely eliminated from your brain is this idea that DMing other CSMs or recruiters is your best shot at getting noticed. If you're just DMing other CSMs and recruiters, that is actually your worst shot at getting noticed. That is probably doing absolutely nothing to help you. And the reason I say that is because what do you think every other job seeker is doing when they are trying to get in with a company? They're also DMing CSMs and recruiters. And if your problem that you're trying to solve is that you're not standing out, you're not getting noticed, but yet you're doing the type of networking that every other job seeker is doing, it completely defeats the purpose, right? Like you're just doing what everyone else is doing, so you're still blending in. You are not standing out. And the other thing worth pointing out is DMing CSMs and recruiters kind of contradicts what a good strategic problem-solving CSM would do. Because as CSMs, we know that decisions start at the top. They start at the folks that have influence and authority and can actually make decisions. They have the decision-making power. So if you're trying to influence a hiring decision, why are you going after CSMs and recruiters? You should be going after the ultimate decision maker, like the hiring manager. We need to be acting like CSMs throughout our entire job search, and that also applies to how we are networking. Now, this might really, really surprise some folks, and some people will hear me say this and not believe me, but we actually sit down with hiring managers in the customer success space very regularly. We try to do this every single quarter so that we can get a pulse on how hiring is changing, if hiring processes are changing, if the skills or competencies that hiring managers are looking for is changing. We just try to stay on top of anything that is changing in the space. And we always ask hiring managers about hypothetical scenarios. So we'll say, you know, if a candidate did this, would that make them look good or would that make them look bad? If they did this, would that make them stand out or would you not even notice? And I have so many direct quotes from hiring managers where they have said, I want to feel courted by a candidate. I want to feel like they really want to work at my company and on my team. I'm looking at how they behave as a candidate and connecting that to their customer success skills. Are they, you know, sending personalized, engaging messages? Are they showing that they know how to engage an executive stakeholder? Are they showcasing to me that they know exactly what it is I need on my team based on the job description, and they're pitching their value to me? So I've asked hiring managers what they want to see, just share that with you. And we've also asked them, well, how would you feel about candidates emailing you directly? And 90%, 9 out of 10 of them always say, we love and welcome an email from a candidate as long as it is well written. Now, typically when I talk about doing outreach to hiring managers, candidates will say to me, Carly, I've tried this. Nobody responds. Nobody reads my emails, blah, blah, blah. It's a waste of time. And you're not going to get responses 100% of the time. That would be absolutely insane. If you have found a way to get responses 100% of the time, please DM me and let me know how you're doing that. But really what a lot of people don't want to admit or don't want to hear is if you're not getting any responses, it's probably because your message sucks. It's probably boring. It's probably generic. It's not standing out. It's not stopping the scroll. It's just blending in with every other job seeker message. So then the question becomes, okay, well, how do I make my message stand out? And I'm not going to walk you through an entire breakdown of a message. I've done that in a previous episode. But what I will tell you is that first line really matters. So what you don't want to lead with is something like, hey, I'm Carly and I'm a senior CSM and I want to work on your team. Or, hey, hope all is well. Really love what you're doing at company name. I have a proven track record of success. Like, that is so boring and unengaging. So what I did in prep for this podcast episode was I pulled 3 examples from clients that they've recently sent to me that I know got responses. So I'm just going to read you what the beginning of their messages said. So the first one said, I recently watched your webinar on scaling CS teams, and your point about needing strong playbooks before investing in tech really resonated. I've seen how messy things get when teams skip that step. The second one said, saw you're into long distance cycling, same here. Something about it just clears your head, right? Third one, you've been promoted 3 times in 5 years. Clearly your team sees your value. Those are very personal, very specific to the person they're sending it to. It shows that they've done homework. It shows that they put in a little bit of extra effort. And by a little bit of extra effort, I mean spending 5 minutes scrolling someone's LinkedIn profile. Like, we're not talking about joining the FBI to research people. Although I know most women can probably research people as well as the FBI can. Topic for another day. Anywho, make your message stand out. Make it interesting. Make it personal. Make it specific to that person that you are reaching out to. And you're going to be much more likely to get a response. All right. So I've given you a lot to chew on, a lot to think about. I've probably just told you that you're doing a bunch of things wrong. So now you might be not feeling so great. So I want to remove the overwhelm and tell you exactly what I would do if I were you. Number one, audit your networking approach right now. Are you only targeting CSMs? Are you only targeting recruiters? What do your messages say? Do they all sound boring and generic and like what probably every other job seeker is saying? Go look at your stuff. That's step one. Step two is I want you to commit in the next week to pick one company where you are going to deploy this reactive networking or strategic outreach approach. So that means in the next week, you are committing to sending a highly personalized, targeted email or LinkedIn message to a decision maker, so a director or VP of customer success, at a company that you've applied to. I want you to make sure that when you're writing that message, it is not generic, it is not copy-paste, it is personalized, you're spending 5 minutes looking over that person's LinkedIn and calling out something specific to them. And then I want you to send it and write down how it went. What do you think went well? What do you think did not go well? What do you think you could get better at? And then just keep doing that over and over and over again. And really the bottom line, the thing I want you to take away from this episode is, like I shared earlier, if 91% of job seekers who are landing interviews are doing strategic outreach and you're not, you're basically putting yourself at a significant disadvantage willingly. But the good news is that's completely within your control. Now you know how people are landing interviews. You already have the skills to do that outreach. Now you just need to commit to it and actually do it. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you loved today's episode or you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn, send me a connection request, follow me, send me a message over there. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so that you don't miss any future episodes. I do release a new episode every single Wednesday. I'll catch you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love today's episode, or if you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me, follow me, or message me over there. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Carly-Agar. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I'll catch you next time.